You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey, please drink responsibly.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
It is very rare for us to start the live broadcast portion of this show and have news to react to. But Tony, you were just telling me I don't have the news in front of me. What just happened on social media?
It looks like Lamar Jackson, via his Twitter account, has requested a trade. He's put a little thread together, which I will read right here really quick. A letter to my fans. I want to first thank you for all the love and support you consistently show towards me.
Thank you. Thank you out front. Mm. Not looking good for Raven.
All of you are amazing, and I appreciate y'all so much. I want you to know that you should not believe everything you read about me. Let me personally answer your questions. In regards to my future plans, as of March 2nd, I requested a trade from the Ravens organization, for which the Ravens have not been interested in meeting my value. Any and everyone that has met me or been around me knows that I love the game of football, and my dream is to help a team win a Super Bowl.
Were you eating before you started reading?
Yeah, I see
a
piece of a bagel.
I see Roy like getting a bunch. What, Roy, do you have cream cheese on your I'm glad you guys are
half?
Ready for the live broadcast. Is that cream cheese on the front of your girl dad sweatshirt?
That is true. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, continue, Tony.
I want to know the science behind why we can hear that you were eating.
Like,
it was only a bite too. I don't know.
You want us to call Neil deGrasse Tyson?
Is there more liquid in the mouth? Like, what is it?
It's a piece of food. I had the other half of the bagel. I had the other one.
Okay, so please continue. So you weren't expecting me to come to you for reading?
No, I was, and I told you I was ready, and then you were like, "All right, you're ready." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm ready. Let's do it." And then I was like, "Oh, I got a piece of bagel in my mouth."
You and Roy sharing a bagel is adorable, by the way.
You know, it's what we do. You all are great, but I had to make a business decision. That was the best for my family and I. No matter how far I go or my career takes me, I'll continue to be close to my fans, to the Baltimore Flock Nation. Flock Nation.
A dangerous
Thank you for clarifying.
Yep. Does everybody know?
No, it did.
No need to censor. Flock Nation.
Yep.
And the entire state of Maryland, you'll see me again.
This sounds good, like goodbye.
Yeah.
It's really weird timing for him to put that out, right? Because like he said, he requested the trade March 2nd. Yeah. And then March 7th, they franchised him. So nope.
Weirder still on timing. At the moment this was happening, John Harbaugh was being asked, do you expect him to be your quarterback? And his response was, I do. Field Yates just put the timing of that out, that Lamar's tweets were coming out as his coach is saying, I expect him back.
So it's perfect timing.
Another part of the thread, the last one,
I love a thread.
Just said, Truz, a lot of Z's, five Z's at the end, Truz. Let's stay connected. And subscribe to my fan page.
That was a heady play. Get the promo in at the end.
Didn't he have like a weird thing last week where the NFL sent out this letter saying you're not allowed to negotiate with this person on behalf of Lamar Jackson because he's not an agent, he's not in our system or whatever. And then someone looked it up and said, oh, this guy was shilling like this weird like home gym system.
Ken Francis, a lot of people, I was enjoying people putting Lamar Jackson like wearing a fake mustache and glasses, pretending to be Ken Francis. Because yes, you have to be a certified agent to negotiate with teams. And this is a guy who's doing a home gym, or not even a home gym, a portable gym. Company with him.
But like it was going to be like one of my funniest things from the sports weekend because like Lamar made sure to get out ahead of it and say, Ken Francis has never negotiated on my behalf or whatever, right? And then the people put out the detail of he's trying to sell this weird home gym thing, right? And then like 2 hours later, Lamar Jackson puts out a video of him using this weird home gym thing and said it's coming soon. So it's like, you clearly are talking to this person.
There is a lot of stuff here, Stugat, to get to. And to me, it's fascinating. Now, Aaron Maben, a former NFL player, has accused the NFL in this instance of both collusion and racism. And I don't agree with either, actually. I do believe that giving guaranteed money to Lamar Jackson, the way that he plays football, and because he's missed, I think, 10 of the last 22 games, there are dangers in giving him guaranteed money. But I told you a couple of weeks ago that I'd be hurt if I were him if Deshaun Watson was getting guaranteed money coming off of what he was coming off of.
Sure.
And Lamar Jackson wasn't valued that way by his organization. And the Ravens have been smart in this respect, Stugatz, because he's negotiating for himself and they don't want to give him that guaranteed money. They've said, if you think you're worth it, go ahead and see if any team in the league, let's let the league negotiate with you and then we'll match it
if we want to.
If someone else gives you the price tag of that money guaranteed plus two first round picks, which is what you'd have to trade for him, which, you know, sort of hurts the negotiation, right? Because it's not just the money.
Yes.
The conversation around this has gotten a bit convoluted, though, because once you start with Aaron Maben throwing out both collusion and racism, I actually got in my car the other day and found myself bothered because my radio was on one of the NCAA channels, and I get in and I hear on Fox Sports two broadcasters saying absurd things after absurd things. I don't know what their names were. They were comparing this to the O.J. Simpson trial. But then one of them actually said of the Atlanta Falcons, because this, I understand how people arrive at the conclusion that this feels like both collusion and racism when the Atlanta Falcons are immediately saying in that division, no interest, no interest. And then those broadcasters saying one of the most amazing sentences I've ever heard. You don't want to piss off Desmond Ridder.
Ah.
Oh, snap.
Third round pick, two touchdown passes. And I liked him at Cincinnati, but
you got to keep him happy, Dan.
But they went after Deshaun Watson and pissed off the best player in franchise history and former MVP, Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice.
You don't want to piss off Desmond Ridder for an MVP. You realize that if I put Lamar Jackson in that division, that team immediately becomes the favorite. And nobody wants him.
But you piss off Ridder.
You do piss off Ridder.
Forget about chance. The other teams in that division that you piss off. You piss off Ridder.
The conversation around this is fascinating, Stugatz, because an athlete in his prime who has won an MVP at a really important position can't get his money, is negotiating for himself, and has now decided public mess. He has now decided, and we've talked about this a lot, Stugatz, Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady somehow learned this from LeBron. These guys have all realized the power and the economies that they have. And in a salary cap sport, if you want something different than what you presently have, you can make the mess that makes it so uncomfortable that you get out of there. And Lamar Jackson is now willing to make the mess more than he's been willing to make the mess.
But if the Ravens match, the Ravens match, right? He's kind of stuck.
Oh, but now we find the test, right? Because
yes.
I've heard the conversation many a time. People say in basketball, well, why don't you just keep the guy? He'll be upset and you just keep him. But it always ends the way Durant ends. Eventually, he's gone. Eventually, you have to get rid of him because he makes it so untenable and so unpleasant that you can't keep him. But this hasn't happened in football, and it certainly doesn't happen at that position. And it certainly doesn't happen with a player in his prime worth this much money, a former MVP. And now you have, because of a player who doesn't have an agent and an organization that is being responsible, Stugatz, because they're like, well, the Deshaun Watson contract is asinine. And Jackson is like, nope, that's the precedent. And the NFLPA is leaning on him. No, make the salary, put it up there in a sport where you can't guarantee the dollars like that. It's it's crazy in a salary cap sport, Stugatz. So you'd immediately become the favorite if Lamar Jackson signs with your team. And if he gets injured, you're screwed.
Yeah.
If you give him that much guaranteed money.
You become the favorite in the NFC. In the AFC, you become one of a bunch of teams that has a chance of winning a Super Bowl. The interesting part is, can you separate a bad deal that was given to Deshaun Watson? And in Lamar Jackson's case, it seems like he cannot. He cannot get past it. He feels like he's worth more. And I don't blame him for feeling that way. But eventually, because all the owners are upset with the Browns for doing that, eventually I feel like some quarterbacks are going to have to look past that contract, right? It's unrealistic. It was a bad contract.
How does this end? Because, like, it seems like maybe he made a mess too late, right? Because, like, his new team would have to give him a contract that he agrees to, and then they'd have to trade two firsts for the Ravens. So why would the Ravens trade him for anything but two firsts at this point?
Billy, one of the things that's happening here that, to me, is a bit inescapable is if you look at the first, 12 games of the Ravens season last year, I said this a bunch, they were a handful of points from being undefeated. And then in the last game, and Jay Glazer was on with us and said the sentence, there is honor in playing hurt for your team. And at the end of the season, it looked like, maybe it's not true, Lamar Jackson knows what's happening with his body, but it looks like Lamar Jackson made a business decision to protect his body, perfectly reasonable in that sport, coming up on contract time, to protect his body instead of the Ravens season, when the Ravens, when he was healthy, were exceptional. And so I'd say to you, when you ask, how does this end, Billy? If he wants out of there, I think he's going to get out of there, because I don't think he'll play unhappy. Like, I don't think if you can already make an argument on behalf of he torpedoed their last season because you play through that injury, according to some. I don't know how hurt he was, and I'm not questioning that. I'm not actually doing that. Some are, I'm not. If the guy thinks, he knows his body, and I'm not going to say that he ruined the season at the end when he had an injury and says he couldn't play through it, and others are saying for him that he could have played through it if he wasn't coming up for a contract.
But you think this is now a Ravens disrespect thing, meaning if he gets the contract offer he wants and the Ravens match it, you think he still doesn't want to play there?
If he gets
the contract he wants, but it's with Baltimore.
I mean, he's requesting a trade. He's not doing it that way anymore. That's where they were. That's not where they are anymore. We're in the public mess portion of this that quarterbacks are very careful to avoid. Quarterbacks don't want to be the distraction. Quarterbacks don't want the headlines. Coaches don't want the headlines. And now he has thrown lighter fluid on a situation that we've been talking about for 2 months. And I'm assuming that this is happening now because of the combination of they've gone into the market and can't get what they want, and his feelings are genuinely hurt that his employer isn't valuing him the way he thinks he should be valued. Because you say that's a bad contract with Deshaun Watson, I say that's a bad contract with Deshaun Watson. But that's the standard now. And asking quarterbacks to eat it when they're former MVPs, that's usually not how that works. You got to take care of those players when you're the face and the voice of a franchise. Otherwise, the hurt spills over like this.
Well, Dan, they got him help. They got him Nelson Aguilar. I mean, what else does he need?
that as soon as they got him, he's like, trade. Trade. I want to be traded. This is what you have for me. Not enough. Do you understand why his feelings are hurt, though? I don't think the audience says $150 million, your feelings should be hurt. I understand why his feelings are hurt.
Because he wants a lot of money, guaranteed?
And because he wants it from that employer, the one that he's given his body to.
Well, that employer's saying, we're not giving it to you unless someone else gives it to you, and then we still have to think about it.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And that's why he's hurt.
I know. It's hurtful.
It is a hurtful thing if you've given your body to that cause, and now he's James Hardening it. He is making the mess that the basketball players make.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime to me, we love to travel. And I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Don Lebatard.
The Clevelander Hotel sits on a famous strip of land, and it's a party palace. There are sometimes these conventions that roll through here that are terrifying. A couple of weeks ago, it was the Bitcoin people.
Stugatz.
They call the event 70,000 tons of metal.
It's more than that.
It's a lot of metal, man.
I mean, listen to me, Roy. I love Miami. That music has made me consider moving.
You're talking about more of like the... Like that.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
The escalation, Stugatz, of Lamar Jackson asking for a trade says to me, I'm done negotiating over here with Baltimore. I will go on this non-exclusive franchise tag elsewhere and play at that salary, and then I will negotiate my renegotiation there with whoever trades for me. And I've read reports. I don't know how true they are because I question all reports these days, but the Patriots have been one of the teams linked to Lamar Jackson.
They've been awfully quiet. I mean, Belichick, you know what happens when he's quiet, Dan.
You know he's sniffing.
Yeah.
Now, I will ask Chad Finn of the Boston Globe this question, even though I have not prepared him for it, because it's not why he's on here, but we have breaking news. He's on here because we want to talk to him about his latest column, which is headline, not surprising, coming from Boston or WEEI, latest offensive remark followed by dubious apology does not speak well about the state of Boston sports radio. Why is it always you, Boston? Why is it always you? But we will get to that in just a second. Can you offer us anything in the way of expertise of what you're hearing, Chad, about the idea that a quiet Bill Belichick is sniffing? You've accused him of sniffing?
Sniffing around.
Sniffing around. Do you have any information on this? Any rumor? Anything that you could provide for us from the newspapers and the Information Center of Boston that would suggest that the sniffing quiet around Lamar Jackson might mean he can end up a Patriot?
Well, as this was going on with Lamar today and all that news is breaking, Belichick was doing his owners meetings thing and didn't exactly give Mac Jones a vote of confidence. He said all players compete for their positions, which means Bailey Zappi may have a shot at this thing. I'm skeptical of that. I really think the Patriots are kicking around, maybe not sniffing, but kicking around.
Well, which is
the tires?
Well, wait a minute. Which one is a better thing for your team to be doing? Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show. What is a more serious rumor? A coach is sniffing around or kicking the tires? Which one is more? It's because I feel like you just downgraded ours. Sniffing around,
well,
I felt like.
That's a downgrade. Okay.
I'm not sure. I feel like you just diluted sniffing around and made it kicking the tires.
Kicking the tires seems like it's an older player. It's like, I'm going to kick the tires on this guy. Maybe he's still got a little bit of tread left.
Fair.
Well, I think it all started as a beat writer's daydream up here because you see, you know, Rodgers probably going to the Jets. Josh Allen, Miami's got a loaded roster.
And you got
suddenly
nothing.
Patriots are pretty boring.
Yeah. Imagine getting Lamar,
though. I really think it's valid.
Right. But imagine Lamar in that division.
And that running game. They'd be playing differently than everyone else
Lamar,
in the division.
Lamar, Allen, Rodgers, and Brady.
Chad, could you see a scenario where the Rodgers things doesn't pan out because he still hasn't officially signed with the Jets, and then Lamar ends up with the Patriots, and there's Tua down here in Miami, and then there's Josh Allen, and the Jets have no one.
You sound like a Boston NFL writer there. That's the kind of stuff everybody's been cooking up.
He's
lately,
the Duke. He's an international fifth
that's
ranked.
That's a compliment. Or insult.
That's, no, he's much bigger than that, sir.
Yeah. I think, you know, obviously it could go off the rails with Rodgers at any moment with that guy. But I have Jets fans, friends, even here in New England, who would much prefer they go after Lamar. So if Lamar ended up with the Patriots somehow and Rodgers didn't end up with the Jets, that would kind of feel like a lot of recent Jets Patriots history where the Patriots come out on the top in the end.
It would feel like the Jets, right? Yeah.
I should explain to the audience again, just clearly, Chad Finn has no football expertise that involves the reporting
whatsoever.
I think he's doing great.
He is doing great, but he's not like an informed beat writer covering the team. He writes about other things. He's the editor of a new book, The Boston Globe Story of the Red Sox, More Than a Century of Championships, Challenges, and Characters. But football is not the area of expertise. He's on for another reason.
We all wing it.
Exactly. Yeah. You're my guy, Chad.
But tell us, give Stugatz, if you would, just sort of the cliff notes of the latest. This one involves Mina Kimes, Stugatz. I don't know if you saw this, but WEEI, it seems WEEI is in these more than anybody else in Boston, correct?
Well, historically, yes, but the real issue here, well, one of the issues was that it's happened twice in about a month here in Boston. We have two primary sports radio stations, and it happened in the afternoon drive show almost exactly a month to the day where this WEEI thing happened. So it's a trend, and it's a trend that's getting more and more, at least over the last month or so, more compact and more frequent, which is not what you want, especially the reputation Boston has.
It is correct to say that they battle the explanation for the latest controversy. And Stugatz, it was an Asian slur that was used. And they say they were talking about the small bottles, the name for the small bottles of alcohol. And then it turned into an Asian slur. And the defense for the racism was, no, didn't mean it that way. It was just sexism. We confused Mina with someone else. And when we used an abbreviated form of the word nipples, the defense was sexism. But what can you take us, what was the explanation beyond that from the radio station, and why does it keep happening?
Yeah, the explanation, they had the guy, his name's Chris Curtis, he's a producer, a producer who interjects a lot and really doesn't add a lot to their particular show. But he interjected while they were discussing those small bottles of alcohol, and because there's going to be a ban on them in Boston, possibly. So he interjected his comment with the wrong person with the initials MK, he says. But in his explanation, which was this meandering thing that took 3 or 4 minutes, which he apologized to Mina from 3,000 miles away a bunch of times, but never actually explained what he meant, never explained if he knew even the slur existed, and didn't explain why the joke about that actress would have been funny. So still left a lot of details there about what was going through his brain in that particular moment unanswered.
Why does it keep happening?
Keeps happening because the consequences aren't high enough. I mean, 20 years ago, Jerry Callahan and his co-host John Dennis on WEI, the previous morning show on that station, once removed.
The worst. The worst. The worst.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. You know, there, Jerry in particular was the kind of guy who helped Boston's terrible reputation with race continue to exist when a lot of people, the majority of people, were doing what they could to make that reputation go away. But they had an incident where gorilla escaped from the Franklin Park Zoo up here, and they made a joke about how it was one of the kids in the Metco busing program. So you can draw the line there. He got suspended 2 weeks for that. Probably should have been fired. I should have looked this up, but I think it got extended after a little while, and he was gone longer than that. But Curtis this week, obviously not as bad of a, you know, if you want to rank comments like that, it wasn't as bad, but he only got a week. What's his consequence? He's back Wednesday. I mean, should have at least been a month. I don't like to call for outright firing of people, but he should have been gone longer than he's going to be.
You mention an absence of consequences. I'll go a step further. I remember in the back and forth, one of many I've had with Boston, when they've said horrible things about about my father, I remember that WEEI was affiliated with ESPN, and so I couldn't go back at him. I wasn't allowed because it would escalate everything in a way, and they wanted it to go away. They didn't want lighter fluid on the situation, because I imagine what happened with Callahan is you get the punishment and then the outrage keeps ending up on the doorstep, and so they're not reacting to the action, they react to the reaction. It's not real leadership.
Yeah.
It's just sort of like, oh, these are other people telling us how we should lead here.
Yeah, well, the other thing, I mean, I struggle with that, going back and forth with them, because they want the reaction. They milk that and get juice from you going back at them and turning into something that they can make into content and quote, defend themselves for a couple more days and bang the drum against you in particular, or me in particular. So I don't know. I kind of agree with the corporate approach, just to kind of let those things slide as badly as you might want to stick up and defend for yourself, because it's just fuel for them, and it never ends if you do.
So hiding or not?
Cowardice?
So you're advocating for cowardice, because if you continue to comment and you don't go hide in the shadows, you're just going to make it worse.
Yeah, I think it's because it comes from such a bad faith place, and the people who are in their corner are just listening to what they're saying. They're not actually looking for what the truth is, that or what, you know, if somebody says Levitard did this or Finn did this on that station, they're going to take their word for it. They're not actually going to read what you wrote or listen to what you said on your show to find out if what they've heard in the radio is accurate. And so I hate fighting with people who just make good, bad faith arguments to make themselves look better and to gain greater magnitude for what they're doing.
Chad, another thing that you've written about recently, and I've been reading, Jaylen Brown has been talking a lot, Stugatz, and it sounds like he's saying goodbye to Boston, and it sounds like he's saying, I've got great discomfort as a black man in Boston, and it's been difficult for me to find a house. We're going to talk about this with Howard Bryant later in the week. But
not the first Boston athlete to say that, by the way.
But Chad, yeah. What do you make of what's happening with one of the stars of the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, Jaylen's such an interesting guy, because he's really smart. He's really thoughtful. He's very private. Maybe that's just because of a comfort level in this market. He also has rabbit ears, and I'm not surprised that this came out this week with the New York Times interview and the Ringer story, because Jaylen still remembers, and he brings it up from time to time, that Celtics fans booed the pick when Danny Ainge took him third overall in 2016, because Celtics fans wanted Chris Dunn, who played at Providence nearby, had a great college career. Jaylen wasn't great as one season at Cal. He shot like 29% from three, but, you know, fans expressed their displeasure in not getting their guy. And Jaylen got off to a bad foot, and he doesn't forget anything. Got off on a bad foot, and he doesn't forget anything. And beyond that, you know, he talked about the percentage of fans that are beyond irrational and kind of vicious and personal. Now, I don't know if that's, I don't think that's strictly a Boston thing. I think he would get that in any market he played in to some degree, where fans insult your, I don't know, your personality or your social initiatives or those sorts of things. But all he knows for an NBA city is Boston, and that is happening to him here. But, Malcolm Brogdon's always telling these guys, you don't know how good you have it here. He's played in Indiana, Milwaukee, other markets, another really bright guy, leader in the players union like Jalen is. And he tells Tatum and Brown, you guys have a great situation here. So Celtics fans are hoping, Jalen listens to him, or that the Celtics can offer him a max contract, super max contract, and give him more money than anybody else can.
But you're not like me, where you're reading these comments, the timing of them, the decision to make all of this public, and feeling that it's not a leverage thing, that he's sort of saying, it's not great here. Like, to say that publicly is not going to make it any better there.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of things. I mean, obviously, there are complications of being a black athlete in Boston, a black man in Boston, because of the history. Bill Russell's time here is well documented. D. Brown, when he got here in 1990 and got slammed down in Wellesley, it was Wellesley or Brookline, got slammed down by cops who thought he was a robbery suspect. Things like that have left a permanent stain on Boston. But I think with Jalen, that's a little bit of a part of it. But I think it's also the fact that he's not sure the Celtics have committed to him. He's gotten really ticked off rightfully at trade rumors where Paul George is available, Jimmy Butler is available, Durant this past off season. It's always Jalen's name that comes up as a guy that's going, and that's frustrated him. I'm not sure he has complete trust in Brad Stevens and the ownership to keep him around and give him what he wants, and which includes total faith in him. So that's a part of it too. And then I also think he probably seems like he wants to be the 1A on a team and believes that he can. And frankly, the way he's played this season, he probably could.
He wants Tatum's name to come out once in a while? Is that the problem?
Mix him in, at least. It's always Marcus smarter Jalen, and Marcus clearly doesn't have the cachet Jalen does.
Chad, thank you for your expertise in all areas except, again, the Patriots, where you're no expert at all. Thank you, sir.
You wait until Lamar's a Patriot. We'll talk
Attaboy,
about
it. Yep. You broke it. Yeah.
See you later, sir.
Hey, listening audience, it's Mike Ryan. And you're a sports fan if you're listening to this show. Well, that's up for debate. You may not know this, but Game Time is now an authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to first pitch, with killer last-minute deals, all-in prices, views from your seat, that's key, and their low-price guarantee. Game Time takes the guesswork out of buying MLB tickets. I was actually in Baltimore last season, always wanted to check out that ballpark, and I actually went to the Game Time app to actually see exactly what I was dealing with, and on top of that, I got a killer deal. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code DAN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code DAN for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
Don Lebatard.
Number 3, Chick-fil-A waffle fries.
Yeah, we can get mine.
Love it.
I think it's an overrated fry.
You guys go ketchup or Chick-fil-A sauce when you have the Chick-fil-A fry?
Polynesian sauce.
Polynesian. Wow. That's my brother right there.
Good call.
You're my brother.
Stugatz.
Oh, my God.
What a weird interaction.
Wow.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz.
Chad Finn looks like journalism. He does.
Why wouldn't you say that to the man's face?
I don't know. It feels mean.
Why would you?
He's hunkered down. So, it looks like he's in a log cabin.
How is that mean? That's something that he'd probably take pride in. Like, wow, I look like journalism.
I don't know. I
think once upon a time,
maybe. Yeah, exactly.
It looks like journalism doesn't sound good.
You don't want to look like journalism.
Not from him, no.
Put it on the poll, Juju. Do you want to look like journalism? And also, does Chad Finn look like journalism?
A weird thing that happens when you Google Chad Finn, the first thing that pops up is Bill Belichick's picture, which is odd. Yeah.
Not a football guy, too, so it's weird.
Yeah.
Jim Larrañaga is going to join us here in about 20 minutes. If you're just joining us and you want to grab some audio portions of the show, Dusty May joined us earlier. Can you guys please text FAU? I want, before I get out of here, to get an answer to where his family had him eliminated in their brackets in the tournament, because I forgot to ask him at the end of that.
There's no way anyone in the family chose FAU to go to the Final Four, not even in their wacky bracket.
I'm going to guess that somebody in the family had to just for you. You think they would have taken the bracket more seriously than the love of their father or husband?
Yes.
you do. Okay, that they'd want to get their bracket right and therefore would not pick the ninth seeded FAU Owls, who only lost three games this season.
That is correct. Yeah.
I want to talk to Mike O'Donnell at some point this week.
MOD. Because
he's a friend of the show, former basketball player analyst for CBS. He tweeted out, this wasn't before the season when he tweeted this, because if he did this before the season, this would be impressive. The other night after FAU reached the Final Four, he tweeted, "I've been to an FAU practice. The Owls had one of the most energetic, competitive, detailed, and locked-in practices I've ever seen in my life. Truly not a hot take. This isn't a fluke. FAU deserves this moment." Now, if this was before the season, yes, I'd be like, this guy sees something.
If he said it when he walked out of that actual practice.
I want to see where Mike O'Donnell had them in his bracket.
Right.
Because, mister, if this practice was so earth-shattering, yes, why'd you have him getting eliminated in the Sweet 16?
He's one of the 37 that have, like, the perfect Final Four. Here you go, Chris Cody.
I just love the idea of back in whenever this was, Mike O'Donnell just having his mind blown by this practice and no one paying attention to
it. All you need is one practice, though. You could tell, hey, this team's special. Like, look at that.
He went to dinner that night and told somebody, look out for FAU this year, and they said, you're an idiot. Shout out Mike O'Donnell. You saw this before we all did.
Do we know he said it, though?
We don't, Stugatz. We do not. But I really want to examine for a moment, because I had the same reaction that you guys did. When ESPN said only 37 people of the 20 million who participated in brackets had the correct Final Four, I had the exact reaction you did, which is, if there are no one seeds, no two seeds, no three seeds left, if it's fours and fives and nine, I also said 37 sounds high. How? But it's fewer than two in a million. A million.
Still high.
It's not. I mean, not really.
FAU's in the Final Four.
Still
insanely high.
I 37 people selected FAU. I mean,
I don't believe
and
that
none
number
of them are in the coach's family.
How many of these were? How many
I don't
of these,
know that yet.
How many of these were misclicks? Where they were like,
you misclick seven times?
You look back at your bracket and you're like, oh, I clicked FAU? Shit.
Put it on the poll, please, Juju, at Lebatard Show. Is ESPN lying about 37 out of 20 million people having the correct Final Four?
I mean,
four?
If it's two out of a million, and how many did it? 36? 37? You're telling me that like 140-something million people signed up for ESPN's bracket?
No, you're doing the math wrong. It's 20 million, and 37 got it correct.
Well, then it's not two out of a million. If 36 out of 20 million did it, the odds are much greater than they're telling us that they are.
We're getting bogged down.
I think you're doing the math
wrong. Semantics.
It's not semantics. It's mathematics.
It's not mathematics. You said that the odds are that two in a million get
semantics
it right, but 36 people have gotten it right out of 20.
37 have gotten it right as we go deeper and deeper.
Oh, for the love of God.
What is the math? I don't get it.
Billy, welcome back. So I want to play some sound for the people, because the Kyrie Irving experience in Dallas is clearly not working. They lose at Charlotte yesterday. Kyrie Irving went over and had some fans ejected. I've only seen this from the Bovada account, which I believe is not a journalistic account and maybe just making a joke. But the Bovada account is saying that he had them ejected for chanting that the earth is round. Kyrie Irving, before we get to the Kyrie Irving sound, because he reacts to this sound, Luca is telling you he's sad. He sounds sad. He was having so much fun when the ball was always his. And Kyrie's actually playing very well. He is. He's one of the most efficient players in the league, Stugatz, but He's taking some of the usage rate from Luka, and Luka's not happy, basketball-wise and otherwise. Listen to how sad Luka sounds.
This season hasn't been what we think it was going to be. It's really frustrating. I think you can see it with me on the court. I don't feel it's me. I'm just being out there. I used to have really fun smiling on court, but it's just been so frustrating for a lot of reasons, not just basketball.
What else is going on?
I didn't know how to talk about my prior life.
Okay.
Just a lot going on.
I can relate, man. Just a lot going on.
Kyrie's going on.
Was that him, like, in the middle of that realizing, oh no, everyone's gonna think I'm talking about Kyrie, so it's just like, I got a lot of shit. It felt like that was just kind of like, oh no, in the middle of this.
Everyone's gonna know that the reason I'm not smiling is Kyrie. I just said, in what isn't my first language, I'm not me out there, I'm not smiling. Everyone's going to assume it's Kyrie, and then you just pivot all of a sudden to saying, and I've got other things going on, and it's a good move. He may have other things going on, but if he doesn't, it's still a good move.
And then, of course, what do we have to do now? We have to ask Kyrie about Luka's comments.
Yes.
I don't want to misquote you here. You said, like, that's the first time you've seen Luka or explain that he's having, been open or expressive about it. Yeah, I'm sure he's had some private time to acknowledge it, but when he acknowledges it in the public eye, I think it's usually suppressed emotions from a long period of time, and he just wanted to get it out and get off his chest. And I'm proud of him for, being honest and open. We obviously talked about it in the locker room briefly, but for me, again, I've said throughout my whole entire year, this past year, of just really paying attention to the human element. The wins and losses come and go, but the kind of nitpicking of judgment of what's going on when someone says I'm having human emotions, and then it goes to what's the blame or who's the blame, and then it starts pointing fingers, and that's the aspect that I don't enjoy about this sport at all. Like, because there's a human element that goes into this where we perform every single day. This is a 24/7 job. I don't think people realize that at times, that are not entrenched with us. But I'm grateful that he was honest, but we just got to help him and support him as best we can. And I've been going through personal things myself as well. And we just got to really put our arm around him as a brother and as a human being. And as humanity, we should care too. The wins and losses will come and go, but I just want him to be okay and at peace. So,
I mean,
they're so cute.
Why is he? I hate how confused he is by it. He's like, I just don't like how this, you guys react to how we play on the court. It's like, yes. We react.
Yeah.
Like, he's just so like, I don't like the part where you guys get mad when we do shitty.
And
like,
by he has some things going on as well, he's taking a shot at Luka. It's amazing.
No, he's not taking a shot at Luka.
Listen, when do we stop saying, like, Kyrie, one of the most talented players we've ever seen in the NBA. All right, got it. But everywhere he goes, Dan, that team loses.
Except for when they won the championship.
No, they were losers until LeBron decided to come back there.
Except when he hit the shot.
The biggest
shot.
The
only reason he was in that position to hit that shot was because of LeBron James. No, he's not.
Is there anyone you want talking on your behalf less than Kyrie, by the way?
Those comments by themselves.
Stugatz.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Simply Safe. Springtime is all about fresh air, fresh starts, and freshly cleaned homes, and it's the perfect time to give a fresh look at Simply Safe Home Security, the only home security system I use and recommend. I've had it in my home for many, many years. I love it. Springtime, to me, we love to travel, and I love the fact that no matter where I am in the world, I can keep an eye on my home thanks to Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe blankets your whole home in protection. It has sensors to detect break-ins, fires, floods, and more, plus a variety of indoor and outdoor cameras to keep watch over your property day and night. It's backed by 24/7 professional monitoring for less than a dollar a day. Simply Safe has given me and many of my listeners real peace of mind. I want you to have it too. Get 20% off your system today when you sign up for Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/DLB. That's simplysafe.com/DLB. There's no safe like Simply Safe.